This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Almacher.
You know, I feel like I understand Beethoven in a way that I certainly didn't. I loved his music when we first started, you know, 20 years ago. It's a big reason why we formed as a quartet, because we all were so passionate about Beethoven's music. And then spending 20 years living with it every day, you know, you get to know and appreciate and understand it.
That's Tom Stone, a violinist in the Cyprus String Quartet. He and cellist Jennifer Kletzel are still jazzed about performing Beethoven's string quartets, even after 20 years.
One of the stories that we have in the quartet is after we'd finished recording the last note of the late quartets, I turned to my colleagues and I said, okay, let's do them again. You know, so the day after we finish recording a piece, I go into my practice room or we go into our studio and we have new ideas.
So we'll play a movement and I'll think to myself, wow, that's where Beethoven really was taking a page out of Haydn's book. And then you'll play another movement and you'll say, oh, that's where Beethoven, you know, was really inspired by Mozart. And then we'll play another movement and I'll say, oh, that's where Beethoven laid the groundwork for Mahler. And all the time, you know, you hear Beethoven, a different side of his personality, just like a deeper appreciation and understanding develops.
The Cyprus String Quartet's latest recording is a 2-CD set of Beethoven's early string quartets, Opus 18. They've been immersed in these works for years, so Tom and Jennifer have both had plenty of time to pick out favorite moments within these works.
Opus 18 number 3, which was something I'd never paid any attention to, now that we play them all, I look at it and you know, scholars believe it was the first one that he wrote, actually the first one he completed. And it's very Mozart-like. It is so beautiful and well-crafted in a different character than, say, Opus 18 number 4 that has that dark, stormy quality. It's his only one in minor. In a minor key in the Opus 18. So you can see, as I start talking about each one, I'm going to get excited.
I know, yeah. I mean, in performance, I would say that the slow movement of Opus 18 number 1 tends to get me the most choked up. It's based on the tomb scene from Romeo and Juliet. And I feel like Beethoven captures the tragedy and the emotion of that so amazingly that, you know, it's almost like you experience it as you're playing.
The Quartet number 2 is the shortest of Beethoven's earliest quartets, and Tom says it's also the most challenging.
Well, sometimes the most delicate things are also the most difficult to pull off because you can break them. You know, like a beautiful piece of porcelain, when you're walking across the living room with it, you just, you know, you have to be really, really careful not to break it. And I don't think we felt that way approaching these pieces because we looked at Beethoven from the end of his life towards the beginning. So we saw these pieces as a germ for the later Beethoven and what he would become.
This recording of Beethoven's early string quartets marks the beginning of the end for the Cyprus String Quartet. After 20 years, they've decided to disband. They'll release 2 more recordings next season. However, Jennifer says this recording closes their chapter on Beethoven.
So, you know, we recorded this, it was like a 3-week period where we were in the studio 8 to 10 hours every day. I remember reaching sort of the last day, and it's like you've climbed a mountain, but you didn't notice, and then suddenly, you know, you look back and you've got the view. That, for me, it was a hugely memorable thing.
The Cyprus String Quartet, looking back on the life of Beethoven with a new recording of his early string quartets. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Almacher.